It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens, is coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club and Little Rock, Arkansas. October 25th, 26th, and 27th, those are the days that the top 54 players on the second stop of the PGA Tour Champions playoff schedule will compete with the top 36 progressing on to the Charles Schwab Cup Championship 2 weeks later. Don't miss your chance to be part of this inaugural professional sports event while supporting the Little Rock community. Join everyone out at Pleasant Valley in October for a week-long celebration of the natural state and some world-class golf. So your question might be, how do I join you? Well, tickets are on sale now. Go to SimmonsBankChampionship.com/tickets, and you can find several different options for you. There's the general admission option, which gets you a grounds pass for any one day of the tournament or all 3 days of competition rounds. It provides access to the tournament grounds, fan areas, and the public bleachers that will be set up around the course. $30 good for 1 day, or $75 gets you the full 3 days of competition. Maybe you want to step up a little bit. There's the 16 green upgrade that will be located directly behind the 16th green. You will have views of 16 green, 17 green, and then the 18th fairway, kind of around the lake there at Pleasant Valley, if you will. That ticket will provide you access to a venue with food and drinks available for purchase. It's $125 for that single-day ticket, $300 for the full weekend ticket package. Maybe you want to go a step further and include all of your lunch and afternoon snacks, beer and wine, and seltzers. That's the 15 green upgrade. It will be located directly behind the 15th green with views of the driving range, number 9 green, and 15 green. $300 for a single-day ticket, $850 gets you the full weekend ticket package. You want to go a step further? Experience the most exclusive hospitality experience the Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens, has to offer. Inside the newly renovated Pleasant Valley Country Club clubhouse, $2,500 gets you in the weekend. That includes all of your food, all of your beverages, and great looks out on the terrace level, looking out towards the 18th green, the fairway. You can see 16 fairway and green, and you can even see a little bit of 17 down the way. The stands are going up around Pleasant Valley Country Club. The Simmons Bank Championship will be here before you know it. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I sit down with Josh McNulty, who has a big announcement to make about his golfing career and his golfing future. He's the reigning Arkansas State Golf Association men's match play champion, adding his name to a trophy that his dad's name has been on there quite a bit. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts, Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When you think about total joint replacement, you should think of the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. This great new facility has the three best total joint surgeons in the state with Lowry Barnes, Jeff Stambo, and Ben Stronach. Why would you consider going anywhere else? Folks come to UAMS Health from around the country to have their joints replaced. You should too. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Want to thank them for their fine sponsorship. Also want to thank Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com, and you can find one of their great properties and book it. That's all you need to do. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, a great sponsor of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Josh McNulty, born into a golfing family, and his dad, probably one of the best amateurs to ever come out of the state of Arkansas. He's just trying to follow in his father's footsteps, and this summer he was able to do that by winning the Arkansas State Golf Association Men's Match Play Championship, a trophy that his dad's name has been on there many of times. On the tee, Josh McNulty. Josh, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. All right, let's get the big news out of the way right off the bat. You've turned pro.
Turned pro, had my first pro start, and about to go to Q School in about 2 weeks.
Looking forward to that? Excited?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Going up to Kansas, Newton, Kansas. The course is called Sand Creek Station. And, yeah, excited to go and play in that.
Are you nervous at all?
Of course. I mean, for your livelihood. But, I mean, just got to go play some good golf and, you know, get through.
So mom and dad are like, all right, Josh, if this is what you want to do, we're going to support you.
That's right. I mean, I got some great parents and thankful that they're helping me out. Yeah, just working hard for them.
When did you first pick up a golf club? Do you remember? I mean, because you come from a golfing family.
I don't remember. I know mom has told me that instead of daycare, she would drop me off at the range and go run her errands, and the pro there would watch me just hit balls all day. And she'd come back, and there I was, still on the range.
Hitting balls.
Yeah, hitting balls.
Mm-hmm. Were you self-taught, or did your dad help you out any at all?
He's told me that the guy who taught him how to play golf, George McEwen, that George said to leave me alone and just let him be because he looked natural. And, you know, I didn't really have my first real lesson until I was 15, 16 years old. But, you know, dad's always helped me along the way.
Growing up and seeing your father do what he's been able to do at the amateur level, did that give you motivation to, hey, I want to try to be like him someday?
Oh, for sure. The first tournament I remember going to was at TPC Sawgrass, which I don't remember the name of it, but he played. It wasn't the players tournament, but and I remember seeing him there. I got to hit a shot on 17, and, you know, that really just, I want to do this. And ever since then, I want to be a professional golfer.
Where'd you put your ball when you hit it on 17?
In the water. I was probably 6 years old.
Yeah. I think everybody puts it in the water on 17 at least once. I know I have. Let's go back to when you were coming up in junior high school playing for the junior high golf team?
Yes.
At Whitehall?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And then, obviously, the high school golf team as well. And you guys had some success, didn't you?
We did. I actually got to play on the high school team when I was in seventh grade, which wasn't allowed in Arkansas. And my mom tried to get me to play for them, but never could. But ever since then, you know, we had a good high school team. We never won the state tournament, but it was fun competing with the guys I played in high school with. And one of them did go on to play college golf. And, you know, he was older than me, so I was competing with him.
When you saw your dad succeed at the amateur level, and have the success that he did and know that he's probably one of, if not the best amateurs to come out of the state of Arkansas. What does that mean to you?
To me, he is the best. I mean, he's won a lot of golf tournaments, played a lot of good golf, and I've learned a lot from him, and I still don't think I'm as good as he is. But it did put a little pressure on me to be good, but, you know, he's taught me a lot, and, you know, that pressure's gone off a lot these past couple years to not put that pressure on myself to play good.
What are some of the things that he has taught you that you try to work on from day to day?
Short game. He's the best short game person I've ever seen. And, you know, that's the main part of the game right now for me. But especially mentally, just, you know, that shot, it doesn't matter. Just the next shot is what matters. Just great shots come from bad shots. And, you know, if you hit a bad shot, you can hit a great one on the next one.
You've had a pretty good summer, I would say, this year. As of this recording, you are leading the amateur points standings for Player of the Year in the state of Arkansas. There are some tournaments left, and since you have turned pro, you're not going to be able to play in those anymore, so you're probably not going to continue leading the point standing because I believe Tyler Reynolds will probably go play in some of these tournaments. But let's go back to the match play. Mm-hmm. Your dad's won that a plethora of times. I can't count how many times his name is on that trophy, and now your name is on that trophy. What did that mean?
You know, he was actually playing in the group in front of me in my championship match, and I was trying to stay focused, not paying attention to him, because I know he's always looking back and watching me play. And, you know, I try to impress him while I'm on the course, but I don't need to be doing that. Just need to be focused on what I'm doing. But, you know, winning that, and his name is on it, I think, 7 times. And, you know, I got 6 more to go if I to catch him.
If you decide to get your amateur status back at some point down the road, which kind of you're following kind of in his footsteps because he turned pro for a while too and then got his amateur status back.
Yes, he did. He played professional golf, you know, 7 years or so. And but ever since he's turned amateur, that's when he played his best golf, he said.
Josh, it's a different game these days, though, isn't it, from when he was trying to make it as a pro to what you're going to attempt to do now?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you got a lot of bombers out there hitting it a long ways, and, you know, that's almost the most important part of the game. If you can hit it far and just keep it in play, that's one of the main parts of the game these days.
You can hit it far.
Sometimes. I don't like to boast.
Well, I've seen you swing. You can hit it far. The question is, sometimes you don't know where it's going, right?
These days, it's a lot better. It's good. That's my best part of the game, driving, I would say, accuracy. And then worst part of the game is putting right now.
I want to go back a couple of years ago. You won the Pine Bluff Country Club Championship.
Yes.
And you weren't even old enough to drive.
Correct.
You had a parking spot in the parking lot reserved for the club champion. Who used that spot?
Mainly, it was my best friend, Dutton Day, when we would go play golf together because, you know, Dad, he'd never practices and he was never out there. But we would mainly use that spot. And I was 15 when I won it, and he was 16, so he could drive. And, you know, we would go out there all the time parking that spot and made me feel like I was high class.
I think the joke I used with you, I know I used it with the pro down there at the time, was you going to ride your bicycle up there and park in that spot?
That should have. That would have been good.
What do you remember about that club championship and winning?
Not much, really, because I remember I played with the assistant pro at the time out there. It was just me and him because we had to play with somebody to make sure the score was correct. But I remember just playing and not expecting to win, had no expectations, and end up winning it.
You decided to go to Henderson State out of high school. Why Henderson State?
Really, I had a bunch of friends down there, and the coach, he was really a main part of why I went, Forrest Schultz, and, you know, he's assistant coach at Alabama now. But he was one of the main reasons I went there.
What besides him led you to Henderson State?
My friends, Mitchell Ford, you know, he was there, and I've grown up playing a lot with him, And he was one of the main reasons I went there, seeing how much he improved and how much you can improve when you get there. He was a big part of why I went there, too.
Getting to play the courses over there, Hot Springs Country Club, you got two courses there that you get to go practice on and play, and that's only, what, an hour from campus? I mean, that had to be good.
Oh, yeah, it was 45 minutes from campus, and we went there all the time, and being able to have two courses, you know, that mixes it up and helps you, I mean, different shots you have to hit. You're not hitting the same shot all the time, so yeah, it helped a lot.
What did Forrest mean to you during your college days?
He was almost like a father figure and a big brother. You know, he knew when to mess around, but he also knew when to get onto you if you were doing wrong. He wanted you to, you know, make good grades and act right on the golf course. Those were his main two things.
And then he leaves. He goes to the University of Alabama. Well, he actually left and went to Troy to be the head coach there. Mm-hmm. Now he's an assistant coach at the University of Alabama. He's been on From the Short Grass before. You transferred to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Austin Ove comes in. It's his first year there. And unfortunately, you were playing, what, pickup basketball or something and a rolled an ankle?
Well, this was at Henderson my senior year. So okay. I had a fifth year for a COVID year. And my senior year, right after the fall semester or fall season, I tore my ACL playing basketball.
So it was a knee. What, yeah. An ankle?
Yeah, ACL meniscus.
Oh, boy. That knocked you out for how long?
7 months. Didn't hit a golf ball. Missed my whole spring semester my senior year, and then I decided to transfer to Little Rock.
How tough was that?
It wasn't fun, you know, just being at school, and, you know, I wasn't used to being a normal student, and I kind of was then. I just could go to class and couldn't play golf. So it was very boring. A lot of physical therapy.
Have you picked up a basketball again?
No.
You probably won't.
I would like to eventually, but I have not.
Austin Ove, what do you think about him?
He was a great coach. You know, I knew him before. I knew him when I was in high school, when he was still playing college golf. And when I was in the portal, he actually contacted me when he was still at UCA. And I turned him down, and then he eventually ended up being my coach. But he was a great guy. He was pretty similar to Forrest, in my opinion. He knew how to mess around and knew when to get onto you.
Playing golf in the state of Arkansas and growing up around the game, what's it like? I mean, obviously there are great courses that you get the privilege to go play. Right. And I know your family's a member of a couple around that affords you the opportunity to go practice, go play whenever you want to. But being able to play some of these courses that are around, not just in high school, but also in college, right, how does that help you grow your game?
Really, when we joined Pleasant Valley, there's so many good players out there and a bunch of good senior players now. And they've really taught me how to play, and just a bunch of dad's friends play with them all the time. And when I finally got to Little Rock, we had a great setup of courses of Pleasant Valley, Chenal, Country Club Little Rock, and we got to go to Elotion on Tuesdays the first semester, which was incredible. You know, having that set up of courses really, really improves your game. You got to hit some great shots out there to play good.
Some of the best tournaments you've played in. I mean, I know the Gulf South Conference being played at Hot Springs Country Club. I mean, that had to be fun to play on your home course and win.
Yes, it was. I mean, very nice not to have to worry about a practice round, not have to worry about, you know, the green complexes, and you're just focusing on winning the tournament, just playing your best golf. That was great when I was in Henderson.
In the summer, when you would play in ASGA-designated events, would you play when your dad would play, or did sometime you just decide, hey, I'm going to go play whether dad's playing in this one or not?
A little bit of both. You know, sometimes we would be playing against each other, but a lot of the times it was during the summer, he sometimes wouldn't play in the smaller tournaments.
How many times have you beaten him?
Maybe, because we never play together outside of tournaments, maybe 8 to 10 times.
That's not bad.
No?
I mean, especially, do you like to get under his skin? I mean, what's the talk at the dinner table after these tournaments?
You know, the first time I beat him was at the Arkansas Open. I was 16 at Burns Park, and I shot 1 under for the round, and he was in the middle 18 fairway, par 5, and I go up to him. I say, hey, if you hit this in the water, I'm going to beat you. And sure enough, he hits it right in the water. And, you know, I don't know if he did it on purpose, but I kind of felt bad. But that was the first time I beat him. And, you know, ever since then, just been a big deal. I remember that moment.
And what was that car ride back to Whitehall like?
He didn't say much.
I didn't think he would. What do you want to do with golf? Do you want to make it a career? Obviously, you're trying to make it onto the tour. You've turned professional, but 5, 10, 15 years down the road, 20 years down the road, what's the plan for Josh McNulty?
Right. I would love to be a professional golfer, you know, become one of the best in the world. But, you know, golf is not the most important thing. There's, you know, family and, you know, we farm, and that's a main thing in my life. You know, I would love to go back and farm or be a part of a farm one of these days, but right now golf is definitely the most that I'm focused on right now.
Do you ever watch your brother's tractor talks?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about those?
Oh, I can't say that on air.
No, yeah, you can. I can beep it out if I have to.
No, they're pretty good. I'll give him credit for that. He's my brother, so I just always laugh when he posts them. But he does have some good content out there. They get a lot of views.
Now, he's your older brother. You're the youngest of two. What's that growing up? What was that like? You two guys, I mean, there's a little age gap there, so you really didn't compete a lot against each other, did you?
We were very competitive. You know, I was, I played up in my age, and so sometimes I would be competing against him. And, you know, we had a very competitive rivalry, like at the house, ping pong, basketball, whatever it was. But now we're just, I mean, great friends, and he's my big brother.
Did he ever pick on you growing up?
Oh, yeah, all the time, but not anymore. I can take him now.
I figured you could. You look like you're a little bit taller and stronger than him now. Growing up in this family, knowing that it was a golfing family, how early on did you realize that, hey, this is what I got to do?
I would say growing up, I mainly played basketball and baseball. Those were my first two main sports. I mean, I did play golf, but I thought of basketball and baseball as my main two. I would say when I was about 12, 13 years old and I got hurt playing baseball and then mainly focused on golf, with basketball as well. But, around 12 or 13 years old, I was like, I want to be a professional golfer.
Scottie Scheffler won $62 million playing golf this year. Yep. Alone.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Crazy. Just insane. That's saying the amount of money. His caddy was top 25 in PGA Tour earnings this year, yeah, which is unbelievable. I mean, that's just a crazy amount of money to think of.
All right. When you make it onto the PGA Tour and you don't have a caddy, I'm available.
Sounds good to me. I know you know your stuff.
I don't know about that. I mean, I've... You know, I know how to rake a bunker because I get in them a lot. I might not be able to get out of them, but I know how to rake a bunker.
Okay, that's a start.
I might not be able to read many putts, but no, I could probably carry a bag for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, it would. I got my roommate when I was in Henderson. He's actually a caddy on the Korn Ferry Tour right now for Cooper Dalsey, and he's really enjoying it.
Who did you watch when you were growing up? Was it Tiger? Or you kind of, you know...
Everyone, kind of. Just, I never had a main person growing up. It was just kind of, Dad would have it on the Golf Channel, and that's what we would watch. And I enjoyed it and didn't have one main person that I thought of, really.
So there wasn't one guy that if this guy's playing, I want to stop what I'm doing and watch him play. It was, we just watched.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just, it was kind of like, I always thought, why isn't Dad out there? Like, what?
Did you ever ask him?
Not specifically, no. Didn't really. I don't know how he felt about it, but I knew that he's good, really good. Could have done it.
Let me ask you this, Josh, because I've played with your dad quite a bit. He's always tinkering with his swing, either before a shot or after a shot. Does that stop when he comes inside the house?
No. He's making swings inside the house, and my mom told me a story the other day. When they first got married, there was club marks on the ceiling of their first house because he would just swing all the time and make marks on the roof on accident.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
With Wes. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
you also said that, you know, he's been practicing while he's trying to cut.
Yes.
And being a farmer, mm-hmm. I mean, you're hitting balls out there in the dirt, basically, but that's when he gets time to practice, right?
It is. That's the about the only time he does get to practice. When it's unless it's been raining and he can take some time off, that's about the only time he gets to practice, hitting it down a turn row that's 10 yards wide.
And he goes out there and picks it up and comes back and hits it again, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's, interesting.
He was hitting it at his truck one day and didn't think he could get it there, and he had said he had a 6-iron and flew it right into his windshield, and he wasn't mad because he said it was a good shot, but he broke his windshield.
Broke his windshield, but he wasn't upset because, hey, it was a good shot. I hit it good.
Exactly.
Flush.
Yep.
Best golf course Josh McNulty has ever played?
Balthasraw. I got to play there for the U.S. Junior Am in 2018 and played the upper and lower there, and it was an incredible golf course.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What was that tournament like?
You know, that was a lot of pressure because that was my first real out-of-state tournament, and seeing all the junior guys that I see on social media, that was my first time seeing them in person. But, you know, then I realized I wasn't too far off. Like, I could do this.
Knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. being one or two shots away from making the field of 64 to USAM,
right.
I mean, how did that give you confidence?
You know, it gives me confidence by showing me that, you know, it's possible to play with the best guys in the world, to go out there, compete with them, to possibly beat them. And when you come back home, you're not thinking about these guys are so much better than me. You're like, two shots. That's very important in a round. You can do this.
You're a member of Pleasant Valley. The family is. The Simmons Bank Championship is coming there. The top 54 on the PGA Tour Champions will be there. You looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah, very much. Just seeing how they play the course. And I was lucky enough to play with Ken Duke a couple weeks ago and, you know, talking to him about what he's going to do around Pleasant Valley. And just, you know, it's different than what I do every day. And just seeing how he plays it and his thought process, it'll be fun to see.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Me, my dad, my brother, and maybe Scotty Scheffler. I'm really a big fan of him. You know, if it's a fivesome, Scotty and either Tiger or Jack, they're hard to choose between.
Yeah.
The way Scotty, you know, goes about his mental process and the way he hits it, I would really love to play around with him.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, best of luck. And when you make it, remember the little guys like me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is Justin Acri. If you have hip or knee pain, it's time to see the experts at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. I've known Dr. Lowry Barnes for years, and he is a Hall of Fame surgeon who has operated on many Hall of Famers like Terry Bradshaw and Sidney Moncrief. He refers to Dr. Jeff Stambo and Dr. Ben Stronach as the best joint surgeons in Arkansas, and they all work at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game, from sports injuries to joint replacement. They provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. I want to thank Josh McNulty for spending time with me on this edition of From the Short Grass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.